This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A new phase, and that's why I really wanted to make it clear to the American people. It's why we started putting out governor reports directly to the health officials and the governors in every single state, because we could see that each thing had to be tailored. So each state has a tailored set of recommendations based on what we're seeing at the community level, what we're seeing relevant to the hospitals, and each of these responses have to be dramatically tailored.
All right, that's Dr. Deborah. She's number two behind Fauci, if you talk about the top docs anyway, coming out of the White House. Remember in the beginning with those daily briefings, you saw her a lot along with Fauci. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Hope that your road was smooth the last couple of days. It has been a couple of interesting days. So many people dealing with floods, worried about what's happening with the hurricane barreling down the East Coast and whether they'll get lucky enough and it'll dissipate somewhat. Sports and concerns over Major League Baseball, more players testing positive for COVID-19, but the bubble in Orlando is working pretty well for the NBA and hockey getting underway too as well. So we are kind of a sports nation again. What will happen with the NFL? We'll talk about it a little bit later this hour. And I think one of the big stories that I love was SpaceX. You're going to hear that in our next hour. Splashdown. It was cool. I watched it live and I got to tip my cap to Elon Musk for the load of crap that he was served up when he talked about what he wanted to do. He got it done. So we don't have to pay the Russians to carry us into space anymore, thanks to SpaceX and NASA now lending and dealing and motoring through what SpaceX can do. I mean, pretty much that's it. So the first splashdown in 45 years. Think of ages for some people, right? 45 years. Two astronauts returned to Earth in just a retro kind of splashdown. Their capsule parachuting nicely into the Gulf of Mexico. And it was beautiful to watch it, the capsule come down, the SpaceX Dragon capsule, and they were safe and sound. It worked. There were some concerns about what would happen with the hurricane, but no, they were fine. So bravo to those astronauts, to Elon Musk, to what's happening with SpaceX, and certainly to what this means for the U.S. and the space program. And great to have astronauts return to Earth after two-month mission that was very, very, very successful. So forget hitching a ride for way too much money. Bravo. That was a very, very cool thing to see amid so much chaos that we're constantly talking about. So no chaos when it came to the astronauts. 157,000 people have died in the U.S. That's out of 475 confirmed cases. I'm always about that recovery number, and the recovery number 2.31 million. An engineer that I used to work with when I worked at a station called KRLD, it's the mothership for the Texas Rangers Baseball Club. I was the sports director, talk show host, ran everything when it came to all things Rangers, and I worked very closely with an engineer who has COVID-19 and is a pal of mine and helped me out so many times, and to watch him go through this, it is no joke. Don't know where he got it. That's what he's saying. So, with baseball and more positive tests, one of the play-by-play guys also has it. It is definitely, definitely real. And watching him update what's happening with temperatures, how rough it is at night, and the whole thing is really quite sad, I have to say. I have to say that. So we watch what's happening with these cases and trying to flatten the curve. Now we have, it looked like, man, California crushed it. They were boasting about how well everybody was doing, and now coronavirus cases are surging. So it's about the stimulus. It's about the economy. It's about what do we do about schools, because now some of the schools are rolling back the idea to go ahead and move forward with having kids in the classrooms. There's just so much debate around COVID-19 and how you maneuver in the new world of this. And many people are doing a great job of that, reimagining, reinventing. But there's other professions and people who work on the front lines where they can't quite maneuver behind a computer in a house somewhere, so that makes it very, very tough. The vaccine that we're all hoping, praying, and wanting to see happen, give us that answer. We want it as soon as possible. But it's interesting. I read a story that said it's the neat Hollywood ending to the grim and agonizing uncertainty of everyday life in a pandemic. And that's it. I call it the question mark we all live under now. We have that all in common, no matter what we look like, how much money we have, whether we're fat, thin, you know, have a crooked spine, a straight spine, just, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're all the same. And I think that in the United States, we are lucky because we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. But, boy, we are being bent in a lot of directions. And a lot of people are getting at each other's throats because of what's happened here. So the story I read was by Carolyn Johnson in the Washington Post. And she brings up a good point, and it's one we've talked about on the show, how confident we are about this vaccine and hopes for the vaccine. Are we soaring too high? Are we too confident that this is imminent and it's inevitable? So are we getting unrealistic beliefs planted inside of us that pretty soon, hey, this can return back to normal? I mean, maybe by the holidays. And what does that do? Does it kind of give people a false sense of security, or not? Listen, this is the key thing. There are two coronavirus vaccines that are now in the imperfect but exciting final stages of human testing. The most brilliant people that you could want working on this are working on this. They don't care, Democrat, Republican, Tea Party, Independent, whatever they want to label. There's no labels. They're just racing. It's like a speed record, warp speed, Operation Warp Speed. So it is historic. It is astounding. How soon? I mean, we've even had it predicted that the vaccines might be available as soon as October or before the end of the year. We just have to get through these months. And I understand what she's saying. It is this thing where, because of the uncertainty, you keep trying to take that carrot. You want it. You don't want to look further down the road. Wow, could we have a vaccine in October? How do we switch that button on and off? You know, it has to be safe and effective. And then deploying the vaccine to all of us in the United States and around the world, it's going to certainly be a logistical nightmare, and it's going to strain those distribution networks, the supply chain. So it may take longer than we want, but let's get that proven vaccine first. Let's get that change that we want to see happen. I want the silver bullet, and I know you do. I know you do. You want that silver bullet as much as I do. So if we have to stretch our imaginations a little bit, I'm right there with you. TikTok, is it safe, or are the Chinese spying on us next?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and push, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
These Chinese software companies doing business in the United States, whether it's TikTok or WeChat, there are countless more, are feeding data directly to the Chinese Communist Party. Their national security apparatus could be their facial recognition pattern. It could be information about their residents, their phone numbers, their friends, who they're connected to. Those are the issues that President Trump's made clear we're going to take care of. These are true national security issues.
There are some questions that have to be answered. How will the data be stored and secured? Will the Chinese have links into TikTok? So before I would be for such a merger, I'd have to get some answers to these questions.
All right, that's Senator Chuck Schumer talking about leaping ahead, talking about Microsoft buying TikTok. And before that, you heard Mike Pompeo, of course, the Secretary of State, giving you the lowdown on what is TikTok and what are they doing behind the scenes. And it sounds like they're phishing, they're breaking rules, and they're stealing people's information. That doesn't sound very fun to me. And, of course, it's so popular. There are so many people that are jumping on this platform and making millions of dollars, by the way, and clever videos. I guess it's the best way to describe it, whether they're super famous or they're just influencers and they've built their name up. TikTok is a very, very big deal. Some of you are sitting here saying, what? I mean, there is so many platforms now, right? Snapchat, Instagram, Musical.ly, WhatsApp. They're just endless. But when one really takes off, that's what people look at. So they've been looking at TikTok. So let me roll this back a little bit. It is a controversial Chinese video sharing social networking service. It's owned by ByteDance. And It's a Beijing-based internet technology company. It was founded in 2012. So it's available in 40 languages. And as I said, there's real people making real videos, but there's famous people making videos, and it's very, very popular. And people react to each other's videos and, you know, that whole thing. The new way to communicate. So there is this deal that Microsoft is confirming that they are in talks to buy TikTok in the U.S., and they want to finish the deal by September 15th. So it was actually just verified maybe 15 hours ago that, it's confirmed. Other investors could participate in the acquisition along with Microsoft because it's going to be a whole bunch of money if they get it. But if Microsoft gets it, to Mike Pompeo's question, actually to Chuck Schumer's question, and then you could say also to what Pompeo had to say, that, you know, what happens moving forward then? You look at, again, ByteDance and the information that they have. So what does it mean if Microsoft buys TikTok in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, by the way, and other investors get involved? What would that structure look like? What would the privacy and what would the digital safety protections be? So here's the deal. The president gave ByteDance 45 days to cut a deal with Microsoft over TikTok, supposedly. And Microsoft said it would make sure that the data on TikTok users in the U.S. would be located in the country, and that data stored elsewhere would be deleted after it had been moved. So they've got to locate it and delete it, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, you think about Microsoft, and Microsoft invested $240 million into Facebook in 2007. So here's another initiative. And Facebook said earlier this year they would shut down an app called Lasso that was kind of like TikTok. Because, the same thing, let users record short videos and then accompany them with songs if they want to put songs on them too as well. This is why you always try to find the story behind the story when you decide you're immediately jumping on whatever the newest, greatest platform is. Because I would kind of, it would freak me out that there's just another way. So in Beijing, they're sucking out my information and I'm just being stored with millions of others. And who knows what they're analyzing, doing with it, and how scary is that? I mean, we know these things happen. But knowing what we know with the Chinese government, especially what just happened a couple of weeks ago in Houston at the consulate, and the Chinese getting booted there and talking about proprietary information and stealing that and whatnot, yeah. I'm all on board with Microsoft buying it, getting the info, and flexing it back so people feel more comfortable. Because that's the last thing we know. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's another possible invasion into your privacy, right? So Microsoft made sure they had that conversation with Donald Trump at the White House. And on, you know, buying it. So good for them for stepping up and then getting other investors to possibly show up too. Because I think it's going to be a crazy, outrageous number. I mean, a crazy, outrageous number ultimately that is going to be asked for in this. I do. Really, really think that. All right, I got a follow-up here, and I want to make sure that we get this in. About TikTok, it's about cell phones. So I was watching today something from earlier in the week of a Minneapolis police officer reacting on how to stay safe with this whole crime surge thing. And, of course, in Minneapolis, the police department, 40 cops have resigned or been fired in the past couple of months. And they've offered up tips to some of the people who live there on how to deal with the surge in violent crimes. And this, of course, all rolls back to George Floyd's death in May. and all the protests and the what's happened when now the response is slower than usual when police are called or that kind of thing. And people feeling like they're in a war zone, right? So one of the things that that's happening is police in the city have a list that they've tried to hand out, get the word out to help people navigate the increase in crimes. And some of the examples on the list include, and this could probably be for anywhere really, carry only what you need and carry less cash. Duh. Be prepared, but not all people do that. Be prepared to give up your cell phone, purse, or wallet. Don't fight with a criminal. Remember your safeties first. Every time someone fights, it's usually when something awful happens. They used to call it, when I moved to Texas, in San Antonio, along the Riverwalk, they would say, do you have throwdown cash? And I said, what's throwdown cash? I grew up in Philly. I've lived all over the place. I don't know what throwdown cash is. Of course, money that you just, somebody wants your money, boom, here's the money. Here's all the money I have. Throw it down on the ground. So while we see that the Minneapolis City Council has been one of the most vocal critics of the police in the country, what they're talking about now is, okay, these are the examples. If we have crime and break-ins, and you're complaining about how slow the response is, now we're handing out materials to people to tell them how they can be safe. So the department is funded to have 888 officers, but they could see about one-third of the force leave by the end of the year. And there's been some chaotic moments in Minneapolis, no question about it. And again, this goes back to what happened in May, and rightfully so. What happened in May was atrocious. There are no words still, really, for what happened to George Floyd, period. And everybody pretty much agrees on that. But now look at where they're at in the conversation of what happens when you need someone to come and help you. Who are you calling? How fast are they getting there? I don't know if I've told the story on the air or not, but I lived in Vegas for a couple of years, and it was a gated community, whatever, complex that I lived in. And I knew everyone. We knew the guards, great people around me. And sure enough, I had a kick door robber, and I got up enough. I heard the knocking and yelled, and he kicked the door in my face and ran off. But I'll tell you what, when I called the Las Vegas police, they were there within seconds. And didn't it make me feel better? And they fixed the door, everything else in between. I can't imagine if I was sitting there waiting, concerned, and they knew that the police weren't going to be there in any quick time. I think it'd be a whole different scenario. Hit in the mailroom next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News. A top House Democrat is predicting that if President Trump loses the November election, he won't go quietly. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says he believes President Trump would find a way to hold on to power through some emergency action.
This guy never had an idea about being one to peacefully transfer power.
On CNN's State of the Union, the South Carolina Democrat said Trump won't allow a fair election. The president did tell Fox News Sunday a few weeks ago he wasn't sure if he'd accept the results of the election if it doesn't go his way. I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico in their SpaceX Crew Dragon, ending a historic two-month trip to space. The mission marked the first time the astronauts have launched from American soil since the final space shuttle in 2011. After deploying two drogue parachutes, then the capsule's main parachutes, the spacecraft landed off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I got a ton of email from people in the great state of Florida. Isaias, the name of the hurricane they were all concerned about. So this one was from Bart, who listens to us in Orlando, and he said, gosh, Kate, we just can't get a break. People were boarding up things all over the place, but it's been downgraded, Isaias, from a hurricane, but it's still pretty powerful tropical storm. And I'll tell you what, smashing into the central coast on Sunday with some pretty strong winds and rains, and now moving offshore from what I understand and moving further up the map to from the southeast to the northeast. Yeah, I want to say it was like by 5 o'clock Eastern, because I was keeping an eye on this. What's now the tropical storm, Isaias, was about 65 miles southeast or so of Cape Canaveral. There was some concerns about all that was happening in the weekend with the astronauts coming back and hitting down, touching down on the Gulf for the first time in 40-plus years. But anyway, so now it hit at 70 miles an hour, and now it's going up the East Coast. It'll reach Washington and Philly and New York City on Tuesday. Then it goes to New England. So it's going to be a bit of a storm, but it's not going to be the hurricane that it could have been. Whew, thank goodness. Yeah, because there was a lot of boarding up. There was a lot of being ready for this because it looked pretty bad. I mean, you know, when you have storm surges, when a storm pushes tidal levels above normal of up to 4 feet and flooding threatening some of the areas in the path, I mean, that's stuff you don't want to deal with. And that's stuff that's scary. People get stuck along that I-95 area, that corridor, which goes all the way up. And East Isis, which they were afraid of, like I said, didn't affect the two astronauts who came back from the International Space Station. But there was so much conversation about that when they were going to splash down. They only had 48 hours of oxygen and all that kind of stuff. The most damage it caused, to my knowledge now, there were two people that were killed in the DR, in the Dominican Republic, and it knocked out power for thousands of people and businesses in Puerto Rico. Boy, Puerto Rico can't catch a break, right? Puerto Rico just gets hammered by in so many ways, and this is just another example of what they have to deal with. They start rebuilding, and then they get slammed again, and then they get slammed again, you know, after that. All right, I got this one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I love the people that you're having on the show from other countries that are authors, I think, some of them, and the fact that then they tell us what it's like where they are. I heard the guy the other day who was talking about Nottingham and what the people were doing there, and then I heard somebody else talking about London and how atrocious it was, partying in the pubs, and now the cases have ratcheted back up. Is that true? It is true. They're talking about locking London down because they've had flare-ups, and they're using this regional info to target whatever the response is going to be, just like we do in the U.S. And are they going to seal off London? I mean, that's the worst-case scenario. That's not what they want to do, because they have the same problem. Economically, they need to reboot the U.K. economy. They're facing their worst recession, of course, just like in the U.S., in 300 years. You know, closing pubs and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. And they're talking about restricting the movements of, can you imagine this? I'm just going to tell you what they're discussing. Restricting, this is like Logan's Run. Go watch the movie Logan's Run if you haven't seen it. They're talking about restricting the movements of everyone over age 50. Supposedly. Show your ID. Show your age card. Let's see what it is. Because then they figure, you know, these are prime candidates for what could happen. And then they were going to reopen bowling alleys and get sports fans back into stadiums. Well, the stadium problem is the problem we have in the U.S. We have fake fans. We have virtual fans in the NBA. You can get an app and you can actually be one of the virtual fans, or cutouts in Major League Baseball. But, of course, it's so much safer because we're seeing that players are getting COVID and then announcers are getting COVID. I told the story about the engineer pal that has it. So no one's necessarily immune. It depends on who you come in contact with, other concerns about your health and how that relates to who you're around. I mean, we know this. We go over this constantly. And so, you know, other countries are having the same problem. They looked clear in places in Australia. Now they're getting worse. So it's that ugly cycle that comes around and bites you. And that's exactly what's happening. All right, this one is from Scott. Hi, Kate. I listen to you on Portland, on the air in Portland. A lot of times I listen to you when I'm getting my coffee in the morning because I have a schedule that's all over the place. And I was so sad and wanted to tell you this, that I know that you were really pushing and praying and wanting things to settle down in Portland, and perhaps they will now. But we had 15 homicides in July, and that's the most we've had since the 1980s. And it's just so shocking to all of us to see what has happened with the shootings, with some of the uncalled violence, the misinformation, the disinformation, and things that shouldn't happen, and reactions immediately to whatever the police do. And certainly the feds coming didn't help. They helped in one sense, but then hurt in another, because then the tensions got so high and things got even more out of control. Yeah, that is a high number because you're not used to it, right? 63 shootings, too, by the way. It is very disconcerting to people who aren't used to that. That's not Portland. Like, you know, why do you live in Portland? It's beautiful. There's, you know, that incredible views that you have, the green, green, green. I mean, I can name probably 15 great things about Portland, but it's not so great dealing with this. And remember, this is part of what the president said. We can't just let this just go run amok. So this is what we're going to do. We're setting in federal tactical teams. And of course, now we've seen these violent clashes between officers and protesters. And then it picks up that thread of, was that the right thing to do or not the right thing to do? And most people see it and they're like, wow, they're just disappearing off the street. So some of it exaggerated, some of it totally true and totally scary. As in everything, there is no one course of action and is not executed. It wasn't executed properly in some senses. Not like in Chicago, where there was more interaction initially with the police and with the feds, because the idea is just to shut it down, and working together made it so much easier. Here's one from Thomas. Thomas listens to us in West Virginia. And here's what Thomas said. Hi, Kate. I don't know if you saw this or not. I heard you say something about Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach. I know you're an Eagles fan. And did you know that he tested positive for COVID-19 after he said he felt pretty safe? Yes, and we did very good on you. We did have that on the show in the man cave, and he has tested positive for it. And the NFL did announce it, and the Eagles say he was asymptomatic and self-isolating in line with the league's protocols, and they got a confirmation that he had tested positive. So they're telling people, anybody who came in close contact with him, they're notifying him. They're doing the daily testing. I mean, he's the second coach to test positive because, of course, New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton, I love SP, got the virus in March. And you had NFL training camps open across the country last week. The season is scheduled to start on September 10th. I mean, look where we are now. We're in the beginning of August. There is big concerns about, can the NFL really do it? It looks like the most successful league right now is the NBA because of that whole bubble thing. Who's in and who's out, and being really cautious about that. And I think that's, I know that's worked for them. Does it continue to work? Do they get all these games in and finish up the way they want to finish up? I mean, that's a question mark. But it looks pretty good, I have to say. I mean, they are having some great success so far, early going, and going stir crazy. Seems like pretty much they're keeping an eye on them, and they're not really breaking protocol. Let's see if we can squeeze another one in. How about this? This is from... this one is from Howard, and Howard says, Kate, wow, a lot of people, me too, is now me too and her. Have you seen what's happening to some women in the country? How about Ellen DeGeneres? She's kind of in a bizarre free fall as she's getting piled on with the stories about her staff being awful and negative treatment and all this criticism of her. You wonder, with her be kind and all that stuff, whether or not, you know, she'll be able to bounce back from that and continue that show that was so, so popular and I think was pretty much a money machine. Yeah, the, you know, what happened was there was something that came out about staff and how staff was treated, and then how during COVID they weren't contacted, didn't know they were getting paid, what was going on, and that story's just exploded. And anyone who's had any contact with her, they're either verifying that she's not so nice or doesn't know what's going on or should be more responsible, or they're sticking up for Ellen. This or that. The maestro Eric joins me next. Hang with us.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No attorneys to plead my case, no arrest to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my last chance. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
All right, Kate Delaney, thanks as always for hanging out with us. I don't know what's shaking in your neighborhood, but we're all in this together. We are, like it or not. So let's have a little fun. This or that. The technical maestro, Eric, joins us for this segment. And Eric, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I did that story about Minneapolis and how war zoney it is. Do you feel safe in Minneapolis?
It's funny you ask that. When I was working my other job, Thursday or Saturday, there were a lot of cops speeding by. There was actually a high speed chase on the street that we were on. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would say I feel safe, but not super safe.
That's a good answer. Not super safe, but safe.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the problem. When you don't need a police officer, you don't think about it. But I gave the example of a kick door robber, and those police officers couldn't have been nicer to me, and they made me feel better and handled everything, and bada bing, they were there right away. And, of course, they caught the guy. I didn't have to testify. I only saw a mask and very little. But there, he pistol-whipped some other people.
Ooh, man.
So that scared me. When I heard that, like, oh, pistol-whipped, tied someone up. It's pretty darn lucky that I yelled. And he just decided it's not worth it, or we would have been battling, I guess. I don't know. But I know that the police responded and made me feel great. I remember giving them a shout-out on the air, and they came by to see my show, and I bought them dinner. I mean, they just were great to me when I was a wreck. I mean, not a wreck like I couldn't, you know, I pulled myself together, but it was scary. I never had anything like that happen. So who would I call if otherwise? And I wouldn't have known because Yeah, Ghostbusters. Because I wasn't from there. So who else am I calling? I have friends, but they never would have answered the phone. They would have never gotten up there that quickly. All right, this or that. Scratch-offs versus old-fashioned lottery tickets that are spit out by the machine and you have to wait.
Scratch-offs.
Ding, ding, ding. Me too. And we've had people on. We're going to have somebody on coming up in the next week or so from Iowa about a big scandal that happened there with the lottery. But he told me even if you're playing the lottery, scratch-offs are what wins for most people. I mean, someone's going to win a big lottery or whatever lottery you could win. But if you have a chance to win anything, it's really scratch-offs. So I'm the same way. Plus, it's something you do something.
Yeah, and they're really fun even when you.
That's
don't
what I was going to say. You're scratching. You're doing something. It's, you know, there's something to it. All right, we don't want to be in these situations, but you're going to survive it. But if you had to go through one or the other, which would you prefer? This one or that one? Hurricane versus a tornado.
Hurricane. I heard those can be fun sometimes.
They can be fun. Oh, okay, for everyone listening, hurricanes can be fun. Well, you know what? People have hurricane parties. You're right. If it dissipates like we just saw this, you know, this last one could get downgraded to a tropical storm and Isaias. But I like hurricane better, too, for a different reason, because at least you get a warning, right? Even if it doesn't turn into a hurricane, you get out of town, you board up things. A tornado, those twisters, boy, they just pop up all over the place. All of a sudden, oh, there's a twister, and it's scary, and it can just... And I've seen it, because I, as a news person, when I was anchoring the news, I remember going out in Kearney, Nebraska, and seeing people's lives devastated on one side of the street and the other, it was fine.
Man, yeah, I've always been terrified of twisters.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen one, but yeah, I don't ever want to see one.
I'll tell you what, if you want to see a good movie, though, that can... I mean, some of it's so exaggerated, but that's Hollywood. Rent the movie Twister.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
Yep, I have that movie. Popsicles or ice cream cone, which do you prefer?
I'm eating a pina colada popsicle right now, so I'll go with popsicles.
Popsicles, less calories.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, oh, there's no calories in popsicles. It's like 40 calories in popsicles if you look it up. Because it's ice with flavoring in it that has some calories, but nothing like ice cream. I'm with you on the popsicles. Normally I would say ice cream, but because I'm trying to really be in good shape and be good and not be COVID-19 or whatever people are saying, I like cherry popsicles. But I get the Manchur isn't, you know, he's not happy with me. I get him a little upset because I pick out all the cherry ones and I leave him with, he says, the crappy colors.
Yeah,
now, isn't that fair when you're a couple? Listen, shouldn't I have some advantage? Shouldn't I have some advantage where I get the cherry popsicles? He says I do that with everything. He said, you know, you get the same thing. If you get like lollipops, those Tootsie Roll lollipops, you know what I'm talking about, where they have chocolate in the middle. They're also pretty low calorie. And so anyway, so we went through a phase where we had some of those if you wanted something sweet. And he would say, oh, wait, let me guess. You left me only the chocolate because I would always take out the cherry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you deserve a break, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't blame him for speaking up for himself.
Yes, he's standing up for his popsicle rights, for his flavor rights. He has flavor rights. I want the same flavors you have. All right, this you'll relate to this as a musician. Beats. Everybody always talks about the beats. Beats or acoustic?
Acoustic.
Acoustic. Are you kidding? No beats. You don't like beats. Everyone's all into the beats.
I do. It's just it's too easy. I've actually been trying to learn how to play hip-hop beats on the drum, like on acoustic drums, which is really hard, and it sounds way cooler when you get it down. So, yeah, acoustic all the way.
All right, acoustic. I don't know the difference from a musician's point of view, because I'm not a musician. I appreciate the artistry of the acoustic, though, but there is... There is somebody at the mothership who's going to do a beats thing for me. His name is Alex, and you probably know Alex. And Alex, I guess he's the king of the beats, and so I want to hear what that's all about. The beats!
He's got some good beats.
Yeah, he said he has beats.
Yeah, I got some beats, too. So
well, we might have to have a little contest here.
Battle.
Battle of the beats. I like it. In fact, yes, we're going to have a battle of the beats. So everybody who's over 50 and they have no idea what we're talking about, we will show you and you will like it. I guarantee you will like it. All right. You and I aren't in this group now, but if we were, whether it was college, high school, whatever, right now in the middle of this pandemic with the surge, and you have the choice, which is happening with kids, go to school, like you can stay and at home and do online, or you can go to school. I know my friends' kids are having that. So would you opt to go to school, or would you stay at home?
Oh, that's a really tough one.
It is.
If I was a kid again, I would choose stay home, but... Now I would choose to go to school, so I don't know. I'll go with go to school.
Go to school.
I know it'll benefit me more.
It'll benefit me more. Well, yeah, that's you know what, that's true. Because if you're a kid, you're just at first it would be maybe okay, right? A couple of weeks is like it's like having snow days, but then. It goes on and on and on and on, and it would get tiring. If we're getting tired of looking at screens, they're getting tired of looking at screens. All right, this or that, another one in the books. The beat goes on. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. A big shout out to Mo Flam.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.